ಓಂಕಾರ ವೇದ್ಯ ಪುರುಷ ಪುರಾಣೋ ಯೋ ವೇತಿ ಸರ್ವಂ ನ ಚ ಯಸ್ಯ ವೇತ ಬುದ್ಧಿಶ್ಚ ಸಾಕ್ಷಿ ನಿಖಿಲಸ್ಯ ಜಂತೋ ಪರಾತ್ಮರೂಪೋ ಭುವಿ ರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣ. ನಮಸ್ಕಾರ ಟು ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು. ಸೊ ಒನ್ ಬೈ ಒನ್ ಟಾಪಿಕ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಸ್ಟೆಪ್ಸ್ ಲೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದಿ ಫೈನಲ್ ಗೋಲ್ ವಿ ವೆರ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದಿ ಸೀಕಿಂಗ್ ವಾಟ್ ವಿ ರಿಯಲಿ ವಾಂಟ್ ದೆನ್ ವೈ ವಿ ವೆಂಟ್ ಆರ್ ಗೋ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ವೇ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಕುಡ್ ಬಿ ದ ರೀಸನ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ವಿ ಕೇಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು ದಿ ಪಾತ್ ಬೈ ಟೆಲ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ದ ಕಾನ್ಸ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬ್ರನ್ಸ್ ಥ್ರೂ ದಿ ಚಾಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ನೇಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಕೀಪ್ ದಿ ಗೋಲ್ ಇನ್ ಫ್ರಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಸ್ ದ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂಸ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬ್ರನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡರ್ ದಿ ಟೈಟಲ್ ನಾಮ ಜಪನ ಕ್ಯೂ ಛೋಡ್ ದಿಯಾ. ಇನ್ ಎಸ್ಟರ್ಡೇ ವಿ ಟುಕ್ ದಿ ಗಾಸ್ಪೆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣ ವೇರ್ ವಿ ಗೆಟ್ clues to lead such a life which becomes God-centered. And as more and more we come towards the center, the constant thought about Sri Ramakrishna lingers in the mind. Attaining Sri Ramakrishna or God realization is the center of our whole life. And in the Gospel we find how the Master, in the very process of teaching, occupies the center of our mind and in a very intelligent way takes us to the goal, which is Himself. And that continuous thinking, getting involved with God or leading a God-centered life, ultimately has in its axis dhyana as the main characteristic of the mind of a God-centered man. So dhyana is one of the main pillars for a God-centered life. Whole nature is in dhyana, continuously meditating. So a man who is centered in God, we will find him constantly meditating on God. In the beginning, this process of meditation starts with great difficulty and efforts, and slowly as we plunge more and more deeper inside, with obstacles giving way, this becomes part of our nature. Then the whole life gets colored with the very object of our meditation, and then the uninterrupted flow of the mind starts. This uninterrupted flow of the mind, it is called dhyana. Tatra pratyaya ekatanata dhyanam. Ekatanata means one unified flow. And before the dhyana starts, the mind undergoes through the process of pratyahara and dharana. In pratyahara, we find the mind slowly withdrawing from the external sense objects. Whatever we may call it, withdrawal, non-attachment, or prapancha vismarana, ishtadeva smarana, ultimately what is not needed, that is being sorted out, where the process of viraga, vairagya starts. Vairagya means giving up what we don't need and also what we don't want. We spoke about the difference between the need and the want, that God is what we need and the world is what comes under the classification of want. We can get rid of the wants, but we cannot get rid of the need. Similarly, we can get rid of the world and still live. That's how saints live. For them, the same world which they perceive, it ceases to exist. Not that they are out of the world, but they see this world in different way, in a different eye. So when the eye turns to look differently, so the same perception and experience of this world begins to occur to us as a continuous flow of the mind towards God, which is called dhyana. It is not that Sri Ramakrishna went somewhere else and he did dhyana. Of course, in the beginning, he went to Panchavati, then closed the eyes. But after getting to the center of the heart, as the mind starts flowing, and as the dhyana process stabilizes in the mind, he opens the eyes. And in the same world, whatever he previously saw as something to be rejected or given up, the same world appears in a different way. We look at the world in one way, Sri Ramakrishna looks at the world in another way. But both of us are looking at the world only. That's the application of collyrium, kajal, kanmai. So once the anjana is applied, then the same thing appears in a different way. So for Sri Ramakrishna, he applied the dhyana anjana. From dhyana we get jnana. So the change takes place, and the same thing which was visible to us in one form, it appears in different form. Sri Ramakrishna saw that there is no special necessity for sandhya or anything else. Wherever his eyes went, wherever he put his mind, everything appeared to be godly. And he says, there is nothing except God in this world. Drishtim jnanamayim kritva. He says, once you make your outlook colored with knowledge, sarvam jagat brahmamayam pashyet, the whole world appears as Brahman. What appeared to be what appeared to be snake, it is not snake, it is only rope. So the obstacle for meditation vanishes slowly as the meditation becomes more and more deeper. The obstacles vanish. Then the process of ekatanata, that is getting stabilized in the place where the mind was constantly coming and sitting in dharana. Dharana indicates the attempt or the effort part of our mind. And dhyana indicates the result part of the mind. In dharana, we try to bring the mind to the heart center or to the ishtadevata. It comes, it goes. It comes, it goes. We are trying to hold. And the hold slips depending on the tendencies, depending on the stability or the purified memory. Yesterday we saw how the memory has to be purified. Ahara shuddhau. Same thing will continue even in dhyana, but in different way. So it is like the water drops coming one after the other drop. So there is a minute gap in between two drops, whereas in dhyana, Patanjali says, it flows like honey poured from one vessel to another. There is no gap in between. It is one continuous, single, unified flow. Whereas when the water flows, there will be lots of drops. One drop after another it comes. So from that dharana, we enter into the stage of dhyana. And once the dhyana stabilizes, gets a hold into the mind, the same dhyana takes us to the samadhi state. And after samadhi, dhyana becomes natural to us, because the very object which we were thinking to be avoided, those very objects appear to be soaked in God consciousness. So the very same obstacles which we were afraid of and we were shutting out, the same objects come back to us, and every object and everything reminds us of God. That is the ultimate perfection in dhyana. And before that, the indication of the dhyana will come to us that mind again and again reverts to the object of meditation. We had one Swamiji who was a disciple of Mother, Swami Shantanandaji. I do not know if any of you have seen him. He was Mother's disciple. One Swami told me that whatever thing you go and talk to him, within 2-3 minutes you will come back to Sri Ramakrishna. It was one day we went and told him that there is a difference of opinion between Congress and other parties. Because they were talking in Bengal. Congress party was losing and CPM was coming, something like that. So he read the newspaper and went and told Maharaj, this is the situation. And within 2 minutes, very intelligently, very cleverly, without the Swami who gave the news, he shifted the whole topic to Sri Ramakrishna. And after 5-10 minutes, this Swami got up and came out. Well, I went to talk about something, he took it to Sri Ramakrishna. Then somebody went to talk to him about music. He started with music, but within 2-3 minutes, he entered into Sri Ramakrishna. So they used to say that Shantanji's mind is on the throat center. So from the throat, even if it comes down, it comes to the heart, but never to the navel or the nabi center. So the nabi and the other chakras indicate the occupation of the mind with worldly things. Whereas once it comes to heart, it thinks of God. But after coming to the heart also, most of our minds are in the heart. That's how we are here. We are where our heart is, not where our mind is. Sitting here now, you may be where your mind is if the mind starts wandering. But the whole 50 or 60 or 70, 80 kgs of your body weight has been brought here because of the heart. Heart wanted, we are here. But now as the mind may start wandering, you will go here and there. So during meditation, this wandering of the mind is taking us to places where we never wanted to travel. So in dharana, this practice of coming to Sri Ramakrishna, going to the world, and again coming back, again going to the world, it will be continuing. But once this dhyana stabilizes, then we have reached a safe zone. It is like getting the boarding ticket. After the boarding ticket is ready, then you may be here and there. Even if you forget, there will be a final call. They will be going on calling you, hello, Bangalore Kochi flight, Swami Veerbhadrananda. They will be calling 3-4 times, and 4-5 times they will say it's a final call. First I thought final call will be only once. This is the 5th and the final call, they told it 5 times. So 5th final call was there. So the mind itself will draw us, because every moment of experience will remind us about the presence of God in the world which we perceived as an obstacle. So the Shantananda Swami's mind had reached that throat center. So whatever we may talk to him, we come back defeated. He will be taking that topic to Sri Ramakrishna within 2 minutes. From politics, it went to Sri Ramakrishna. From music, it went to Sri Ramakrishna. Somebody started talking about different items which are being cooked in Belur. Again, he went to Sri Ramakrishna. He thought he will be talking about cooking. Then suddenly he told, see, in Dakshineshwar, one day the spices were not available. And Lakshmi Didi and Holy Mother, they told there is no spices available. And they told, okay, let us cook without it. Sri Ramakrishna came and told, that is why I am in Dakshineshwar, leaving all the beautiful delicacies in Kamar Pokor. I am here. Why? Because you will prepare nice food. If masala is not there, why don't you go and get it? Do the thing perfectly, wholesomely. So a Paramahansa, though is at the staggering heights of the meditative mode, even doing an ordinary item like cooking, his mind is perfect. He is not willing to leave any simple masala. He says, bring the masala. Without that, what is the use of preparing that dish? So this dhyana meditative stage of the mind really indicates an educated mind, where the mind, whatever it takes up, it does it with fullness and wholeheartedness. Most of us are half-hearted because our mind is not in a meditative state. So in the meditative state, mind attains to the ekagrata state. The whole mind will be concentrated. we make this mistake. I mentioned about this. Most of the time our mind is in what state? It is in a wandering state, kshipta vikshipta mooda. When we sit for meditation, we are trying to concentrate, not that our mind is concentrated. When the mind is concentrated, what happens is continuously 24 hours you will be remembering that thing, either directly or indirectly, somehow it will take you to that. And that is what happens when you go mad, is it not? You have seen people who have gone mad, is it not? They will be living in this world, but their mind will be always attuned to that particular thing. Once from Belur Math, we were going to Kamarpukur, Jayarambati, etc. On the Howrah Bridge or Bali Bridge, the bus stopped, taking all our brahmacharis. It was going to Kamarpukur. And we got down on the bridge to have a break, something, tea, coffee or something. So suddenly I saw that one woman sitting on the edge of the bridge was going on shouting at somebody. Then I asked another brahmachari, nobody is there, whom she is scolding? Then it was the pagal hoy geche, mata kharab. Her brain has got deranged, she has gone mad, but whom she is scolding? She is scolding her mother-in-law. Where is she? I said, where is the mother-in-law? Nobody is there except her. You don't see the mother-in-law, but she sees the mother-in-law. As Sri Ramakrishna sees God, which you could not see. Then I was surprised. It's ekata anata, continuously sitting on the bridge above Ganges. She is seeing mother-in-law, not in the external world, because there was no mother-in-law. Then I asked, where is the mother-in-law? She is seeing, continuously mind is centered on mother-in-law, and she is going on scolding. Then I thought, this is also a reverse way of mind getting centered, same world. We could not see the mother-in-law. We saw only the bridge, the Ganges, the bus, and the other vehicles moving on. She could not see that. Not one of these items proved as an obstacle for her mind. She was absolutely one-pointed with her mother-in-law and went on shouting. So same way, Sri Ramakrishna in this world, when the mind gets concentrated, he says, everywhere the vision of God will come. So once the vision comes, the obstacles will cease. So Shantananji Maharaj, whatever you may talk, whatever you may discuss, ultimately the mind goes and settles there. So that is getting connected to Sri Ramakrishna. Tomorrow we will have the real guided meditation. But before we start meditating, morning and evening, how to make the meditative process or the effort of meditation as much successful and fruitful as possible. So there are different small techniques, tidbits which we can take care of. That will help us in meditating on Sri Ramakrishna as soon as we sit on the asana. Very small things can be taken care of. To do that, we have to get connected with Sri Ramakrishna. Like BSNL says, connecting India. So we should get connected with Sri Ramakrishna. How to get connected with Sri Ramakrishna? There are different methods. The major three fields by which we can get connected to Sri Ramakrishna is the thought, word and deed. While walking, while talking, while thinking, these three stages of our life, the whole life expresses itself through our thoughts, words and deeds. So intermittent reflection, when we are talking, if we just suddenly we have to practice this remembrance, what are we talking? Will Sri Ramakrishna talk like this? Because many times we also indulge in worldly talks, is it not? Many times we indulge in unwanted talks also, and sometimes because there is nothing to do, we indulge in talking. Yesterday I told about the father and the son in the compartment going on talking, asking each other's name and the place from where they came. And the gentleman was very surprised who saw them talking. Then he asked, are you strangers? Then they told, we are father and son from the same house. Because nobody was talking, we are talking among ourselves. So keeping engaged with things which we really don't need, because of the habit of engagement, going on talking. Sometimes the mobile phone also, sometimes the talking will be prolonging. Many times I will get furious because we will be busy. When are you coming to Haripad? They would have informed, Swamiji, we are coming to Haripad. When are you coming? Now you see, my daughter has to get admission in the college. She has cleared the plus one, plus two. When are you coming to Haripad? Now next week, now we have to go for the admission offer. Then we are trying to find out whether she will go to science group or man. No, but when are you coming to Haripad? No, for that now we are thinking whether you should come by flight via Cochin or we have to take ticket. When are you going to come to Haripad? After 5-10 minutes. No, we have decided that on 18th we are going to come to Haripad. But I told this, you could have told in the beginning itself. But the mind, it keeps itself engaged in different things and goes on doing something or the other thing. So to cut short, as we bring and get connected to Sri Ramakrishna, suddenly we will find we are wasting lots of our energy in most of our action. In the thought process also you will find we are not coming to the point. Of course, if I come to the point in lecture in 1 minute, I'll finish the lecture and get out. But in general, in our actions, lingering with things other than what we want, it is happening. After a long time, they will mention the point. But if you want to come to Sri Ramakrishna as we sit on the asana for meditation, you have to get connected to Sri Ramakrishna from the time we go to bed. So how to get connected? So as we go to bed, just a few minutes, as we touch the pillow, mentally make pranams to Sri Ramakrishna. Maharaj, today's whatever work I have done, everything I am offering to you. It is true that I couldn't think of you much, but yet I am closing thinking about you. I am closing this day. So be in my sleep, in my dream. Accompany me through the sleep. Just 1 or 2 minutes. So little connection with Sri Ramakrishna. There will be a lot of network problems. Some nowadays network problems have become so acute. You go on talking, other man doesn't hear. Sometimes the other man goes on talking. Is it not? Maharaj told this time, Revered Tatvarupanji, we have put in the website, we have given letters, posted letters to all, it is put in the notice board. More than that, what can I get? More than that, what can I do to make people connected? So sometimes Sri Ramakrishna may be going on calling, but we don't get connected. So the network problem occurs both in the day-to-day life, the electronic world, as well as in our internal world. Sometimes Sri Ramakrishna may be calling, but we may be engaged. Announcement will come, he is out of reach. He is busy with something else. So getting connected to Sri Ramakrishna at least once in a while in 24 hours, that can be easily done. That is how the beginning of the sadhana takes place, to make our life centered in dhyana. Because ultimately as you grow old, physical movements becomes very less. If you are not very, very fortunate. Of course, some are fortunate, but they go on moving too much. They can't keep quiet, sit in a place and meditate. That is another danger. Going on moving even after 90 or 95, because they can't keep quiet. And another thing is that we can't move, we lie on the bed physically. Similarly, mentally also, the immobility takes place. The cultivation of the getting connected to Sri Ramakrishna keeps us mobile. So night, as we start getting connected to Sri Ramakrishna, because throughout the day we got lost in actions, different thoughts, interacting with different people, doing different works. But at night, get connected. And if you get connected at night, it has got an advantage. Early morning, it will ring as alarm bell. And the first thought that we get connected to is Sri Ramakrishna's thought will come. And if we are little sincere, we will find that thought will come. If we are not gone, connecting to Sri Ramakrishna, early morning so many other things will come. Then again, early morning we have to put the charger. Some are very, very intelligent. I found many people, the first thing they do is, one is to put the charger to the mobile so that it gets charged. Or the second thing is Japamala, that is WhatsApp messages, what all have come. They will first clear early morning. Because urgent messages may be there, otherwise why mobile was given to us? There will be missed call. So they will clear all those things. But what happens is, you get connected to something else. But I have checked and verified, moment you get up, whatever you may be doing at night, at that time, slowly if you start getting connected to Sri Ramakrishna, only by getting, the easiest way to get connected to Sri Ramakrishna is only by telling, hello Ramakrishna. The hello is the Ishta Mantra. Hello, Thakur, how are you? So here, early morning, we have got Suprabhatam. Suprabhatam is nothing but hello. Good morning. So before we even go to the toilet or to wash our face or brush our teeth, if the mind can get connected to Sri Ramakrishna, because going to toilet, washing our face, brushing the teeth and all those things takes 5 to 15 minutes at least minimum. By that time, if we go on chanting, ours it's more easier because the system of Ramakrishna Math is so beautifully streamlined. You are in the crowd. The line going to see the chariot of Jagannatha or the line which we have got in Tirupati, you cannot come out now. The crowd will push you. And whether you know or not, the very crowd pushing you will take you to the darshan. Yesterday we went to one house, this Lalji Sadhwani told, how did you take initiation? No, we didn't take initiation. We came to Bangalore Ashrama. Ranganathanji had come from behind that one Maharaj is a Ramnarayan. We just pushed it, go inside. And because he pushed, we went inside. And as they entered inside, somebody told, come on, come on, come on. And then the name was registered and they got initiation. So that's the grace pushes us inside. So in the Ramakrishna Math for us, there is a great benefit. The whole system of this movement has been made for the benefit of sadhus and devotees. So early morning, as soon as you finish, that's getting connected again. Suprabhatam, Deeparati is there. You get connected to Sri Ramakrishna, whether you want or not. In many houses, they switch on TV or some other things will be going on. Either in the mobile also, so many things are available now. So early morning, you get connected to Sri Ramakrishna and after Mangala Arati, you see here monks are meditating. So it becomes easy. You get warmed up before the two-wheeler or the four-wheeler starts, you put the key and just start the ignition switch, it gets warmed up. Then it's easy to take off. So the connection or getting connected to our Ishta Devata is very, very essential. Most of the time we get put it on hold because we are talking with somebody. Matters of the world are taking hold of our mind and we say, please wait, put on hold and the announcement will come, you are on hold. If you want, you wait or give a voicemail. For voicemail, there is a separate charge. But here, if early morning, if you want to get connected, as soon as we get up from the bed itself, start the chanting of the mantra. Slowly, slowly, little by little, and the consciousness comes to us that Sri Ramakrishna is there. Then go to the shrine. In the house also, we can do Suprabhatam and Deeparati, no difficulty. That's how we tune our life to the Ramakrishna Bhava. Dhyana means Ramakrishna Maya. You become totally transformed into Ramakrishna Maya. So Ramakrishna Bhava is cultivated very simply with his Nama. Then some of the prakriyas, rituals. Our actions are nothing but rituals. In the worldly life also, whatever action we do, it's all rituals. So early morning, little Deeparati, anybody can do in the house. Too much of achara anushtana is not so much required. And Sri Ramakrishna also doesn't bother about too much of achara anushtana. There is a lady in Kerala, she worked with Dr. Kalam. She had gone to Hyderabad to meet Ranganathananji. As soon as she landed, She thought, let me inform Maharaj. And with all her baggage, she went to Maharaj. Maharaj, pranam. Did he go to the shrine and make pranams to Guru Maharaj? Maharaj, not taken bath. Body is not clean. Fool. Sri Ramakrishna doesn't look at your body. He looks at your heart. Is not your heart pure and clean? The moment you have taken initiation, he is sitting inside the Hridaya Kamala Madhye. How can you claim that you are impure? First go and make pranam to him, then come here. So this getting disconnected, that has to be rectified, corrected. Most of us we do. Many people, even in Kerala, first thing they will come and do is pranam to the swamis. Most of the time when they come to me, they get scolding. I tell first super boss. First meet Sri Ramakrishna, make pranam to him, whatever offering is there, put there. First they will come as if they are very great devotees, they want to impress us. Then they will touch our feet, after touching our feet they will touch the offering. Then it gives rise to a lot of fury and anger in the mind. Why do you touch Sri Ramakrishna's offerings after touching our feet? So Ramakrishna Math gives, moment you enter this, Ramakrishna Math gives this culture, first go to Sri Ramakrishna, get connected to him first. After getting connected, come and meet the Swamijis, go to the dining hall, take prasad. Directly entering, yesterday Krishna Maharaj was telling, one man was there, most of the time he never enters the shrine, he stays there and before one day comes and sees the notice board and tracks what is the function, exactly comes to the dining hall. Did you not go to the shrine? Do you know who I am? Whoever you may be, you look like a human being. And then he comes with a gang of 3-4 people, and before our devotees come and take food, they are taking food. So the real poor devotees, they will find the prasad is exhausted. And some of our devotees are so good, they will always come last. So the wish to get connected with Sri Ramakrishna, and by the time they are leaving the entrance, at that time only the wish will become more. From there they will be going on looking at Thakur, as if they are not satisfied with the darshan of Sri Ramakrishna, and they want to linger at the footsteps, at the entrance they will be lingering. And sometimes again they come back, make pranam. So that tendency to get linked with Sri Ramakrishna, it is a very, very good habit and helpful for our dhyana. Some people, even after going to the gate, they will stand and make one pranam. Of course, Sri Ramakrishna takes note of all these things. From inside here, he will know that devotee is making pranam. He has got CCTV all over the world. The Antaryami is the best CCTV, the universal CCTV. Whatever we do, he will be taking note of it. So as we start getting connected to Sri Ramakrishna, and as we sit on the asana, then you will find that it is more easy to start the Ramakrishna Dhyana. At least the beginning process of Japa, it starts, because already we have prepared our mind. Similarly, throughout the day, that link with Sri Ramakrishna has to be established. There are some people I have found that after every 1 hour, they will remove the purse, and in the purse, the photo of Sri Ramakrishna will be there. They will just see it, fold it and put it back. Because yesterday we discussed about the memory slip. Just to remind that Thakur is there, mother is there, they will take and do it. That is how transforming all our actions. We had one Swamiji, Lalu Maharaj. I think he looked like Lalu Maharaj. Only all his actions will be turned to Sri Ramakrishna. After meditation, everything is over. Breakfast used to go to his room because he was an old Swami. You'll spend 15 minutes before he takes the breakfast. He came to Khetri where I joined. Everything looked funny for me at that time because I was a young new boy joining the Ramakrishna Math. And I asked the head of the center, why he is taking so much time to even to start taking the breakfast? No, don't talk to him. Before taking the breakfast, he says, Sri Ramakrishna, look at it. Kindly make it sanctified, purified by your look. Make it a prasadam. And then he mentally imagines Sri Ramakrishna is tasting the breakfast. Similarly, during lunchtime, I served lunch. I told Maharaj, please start taking, everything is served. He was sitting with his hands like this. Then the Mahanta Maharaj told, don't disturb him. He will take another 20 minutes to start eating. So the whole thing, before going to bathroom, before taking bath, after taking bath, so every time he will try to, of course it is not physically or exactly possible for us to do all the things in a similar way, because there is a time constraint. But people who have retired, they can easily do it. And even otherwise, mentally we will find that we will be thinking hundreds of thoughts. The thought transplantation, yesterday we discussed the Nama Japa. Nama Japa is nothing but transplanting the Nama in the place of other thoughts. Not that we are going to do something extra. Thoughts are flowing which are useless for us. Most of the thoughts are useless. I don't know whether you have watched the process of thoughts going on in the mind. Papa Ramdas, some of you might have heard about Papa Ramdas of Kanchangad. Krishna Bhai, she was there. He told, whatever you have spoken today, write down at night. In the beginning, she found it very difficult because who will remember whatever one speaks? But after a few days, she found that she is able to remember. And after tracking most of the things which we spoke, 50 to 70 or 80% are useless. Not at all necessary. We can easily live without even talking those things. After that, he told, now first he started with, what are the actions you performed? Many of the actions are not required at all. Then the words you spoke, that was a little difficult, but still she could recollect after a few days of practice. And most of the words we spoke, or she spoke, she found it's not at all useful. Then the mauna starts. Then he told, what are the thoughts you thought today? Oh, that was very, very difficult, because by the time you recollect, your mind itself is jumping to other thought. She writes that, I used to recollect what I thought from 7 to 8 o'clock. Before I could reach 8 o'clock, already my mind, it has gone to some other thoughts. Again, you have to recollect those thoughts. So, one interest giving rise to another interest in the bank deposits. Like compound interest, thoughts used to multiply. But slowly it quietened down and she could write down all the thoughts. After a few months, the mind became very quiet and she told, it was very easy for me to sit in meditation. Almost the samadhi experience she got. Many of you must have visited the Kanchangad where Papa Ramdas Ashrama is there. He used to do Ramanama mantra. His father told, if you chant 5 crores or 20 crores something, he got it before that. He added Omkara mantra and went on chanting. He found these are the obstacles, the loopholes or the leakages through which the energy or the God consciousness leaks out. In my room also, in the bathroom, I found even if I closed all the taps, water is going on dripping, tick, tick, tick. And shower bath also, though I have not touched a shower bath, something is leaking. So in our mind also, the intensity of the God consciousness, it has got some leakages. These thoughts, words and deeds, unwanted thoughts are going. Even I find unwanted thoughts. Because we have made it a habit, we got connected to unwanted things, unwanted people, unwanted books. Many things are there. One day I saw a man, evening 6 o'clock, he took the newspaper. I told, you have not seen the newspaper today morning? No, I have already seen it. But how to pass away the time? Again, he's reading the same thing. Then I told, don't you feel bored? I do feel bored, but then what to do? So the human mind, reading the same newspaper, he's again reading. He's bored, but still he says, what to do now? There is no other way. So the same thoughts we are thinking. Many things are going on, repetitive. So what happens is, in those places, how to get Sri Ramakrishna connected? That's very intelligently, each one of us will have to decide and get Sri Ramakrishna connected now and then in different places. Like BJP trying to win a seat in Bihar, it got it. In UP, it got it. In Kerala, it couldn't get. Tamil Nadu, it couldn't get. They are working. So putting BJP in all the places, ultimately, the whole India, they will win and they become majority, single party. Similarly, in the mind also, how to put Sri Ramakrishna under different spots, like different states. Because that is how the sadhana, ultimately as you reach samadhi, it would have taken place like this. But what is the journey chart? What are the different stations it will stop? We see the timetable and we find that it is actually stopping. Similarly, getting connected to Sri Ramakrishna is one of the important things to successfully do Ramakrishna Dhyana. Put it in our diary, I want to get connected to Sri Ramakrishna. So suddenly the mind will tell, you indulged in unwanted conversation. We indulge discussing about others also, is it not? It is like chutney, nice, little, we touch. Chutney is not the main dish. So pancharanga pickles are there, varieties of vegetables are cut and put. A little we touch it, oh, it looks very nice. Curd rice is there, we take curd rice. In between achar, little pickles if you touch, it makes the curd rice more tasty, is it not? So we touch, gossip, think about others. So many things we will be doing. But if we become alert and if we are interested in cultivating this meditative mood to create the Ramakrishna Bhava, so in all these things where the leakages are there, we can pluck it. And as we start plugging these leakages, we will find one difficulty. People may think we have become very serious. Why Swami has become very reserved? Somebody told, Swami, you look like a reservation against cancellation. I told, permanently cancellation. Because otherwise it becomes difficult for us to get a seat during meditation. Outside seat will be the asana. Sukham sthiram asanam. That's outside also the body must be sthira and sukha. Inside mind also must sit instead of wandering. So these leakages have to be plugged. I saw a lady in Tamil Nadu, very intelligently, in a very naive way she plugged some of these leakages. Naturally she did. But in the beginning I also misinterpreted her. I was there in Tanjavur and one day she had taken me to her house. And before we started for the function, I took the breakfast. While going, she locked the house. Amma, poitu vare. Mother, I am going to the function. I will come at 4:30. Then I thought, this is too much showy. Then the evening she came. Amma, I have come back. Amma means to mother. Takurma Swamiji is there. Amma, vandachi veetuku. Program la nalla mudinji pochu. All the programs were very good by your grace. And she came and made one pranam. Then after some time it struck me that she is getting connected to Sri Ramakrishna morning, evening, afternoon, night. So to get connected, we have to bring Sri Ramakrishna into our life. So after first point, getting connected to Sri Ramakrishna, bringing Sri Ramakrishna into our life. Most of our devotees have already learned that art. They may be doing it now and then. Bringing Sri Ramakrishna in our life is to make him part of our own family, a member of our own family. So whatever happens in the family, everything they will keep informed. Before something starts, they will tell Thakur, today we are going to start a new business. Your presence is required, kindly bless us. Before the journey, they will tell, we are all going with the whole family, Thakur, Mother, Swamiji, please bless us. And when the annaprashna has to be done, recently we had one annaprashna. So the whole family comes getting connected to Sri Ramakrishna and bringing Sri Ramakrishna in their life. Then they will be very proud. They will say, you had annaprashna in the Ramakrishna mat. One Swamiji came and offered you banana when you didn't even start taking food. Then you licked the banana. So all this thing, slowly they try to bring Sri Ramakrishna as a member of the family. This is called samipya, getting more and more intimate and making God come more and more close to us. So samipya indirectly brings the sannidhya also. So the Ramakrishna sannidhya enters our family, enters our life. So that sannidhya is very, very necessary, both at the external world as well as in our internal world. In the external world, we should try to have Sri Ramakrishna's photo in different rooms, talk about him, books. And in every action, the memory of Sri Ramakrishna should inspire us. How do you keep things in the house? How do you keep your room? How puja room is maintained? In some houses, the puja room is very beautiful. In some houses, it doesn't reflect the Ramakrishna Sannidhya. To get the Ramakrishna Sannidhya, we have to read Gospel and some other books connected with Sri Ramakrishna, which tell us how Sri Ramakrishna behaved. Otherwise, many times I find that even among the devotees, in the houses, the behavior becomes very impolite, very rough, and other people wonder how these people going to Ramakrishna Mat, if they are behaving like this. One man told Swamiji, my wife regularly goes to Ramakrishna Mat, she meets the Swamiji, but when she comes to the house, my grandmother, my mother is there, but she doesn't take care. So in the Ramakrishna Sannidhya, as it enters our house, we will take care of our wife's mother also. Anybody sick in the house, anybody in the neighborhood, that Sannidhya will be felt in our personality. So how do we do the work? How we deal with human beings? So Sri Ramakrishna's one example is that how he used to do the works. In Dakshineshwar, one day young people came for a party. They had been picnicking from the morning. So one of the young boys came to Sri Ramakrishna and asked for a knife to peel potato skin. Sri Ramakrishna told, will you return it back? He told, yes. After the work is over, will you return it back? He will like, yes. Before going, without forgetting, will you return it back? He will like, yes. So three times he took the promise. So he gave the penknife. And after that, Yogananji or some other disciple, maybe Premanji or Turyanji, came. After 1 or 2 hours, Sri Ramakrishna told, you see, that fellow took the penknife for peeling the potato, still he has not returned back. Go and see whether they are still there. He saw they are still there and told, yes. Again, after 30 minutes, he asked, you see, early morning, that fellows, they came and asked for this penknife, more than 2-3 hours, like that throughout the day, 6 to 7 times he has asked, every 30 minutes, 40 minutes. Like one day he asked about Narendra, how is Narendra at night? Went on disturbing his disciple, when can I see Narendra? It is as if somebody is wrenching my heart, like squeezing the towel. Till early morning, whole night, no sleep. Went on asking, how is Narendra? Can I meet Narendra? Can you bring him? So like this, he went on, and the disciple thought, oh, Brahmana Buddhi has not gone. Paramahamsa, going on running behind this small thing, and the disciple really thought, Buddhi has not gone, Purohita Buddhi. Then evening, Sri Ramakrishna asked, have they gone? And the disciple told, yes, they all left. You see, that fellow promised me he will return back. He has not given the pen knife. You do one thing, go to the Panchavati and the banana skin would have been peeled off. Below the skin, the pen knife may be lying there. How intelligent, you see. He clearly grasped that if the pen knife would have been outside, they would have seen it and given. Because after peeling, it has gone somehow below the skin of the potato skin. They have not looked at it. So they have forgotten. Below the potato skin, it may be there, go and bring it. He went, it was there below the potato skin, he brought it. And told, wash it now. So he washed it. And it is to be kept near my pillow. So he went to kept near the pillow, no, wait. Clean it with a cloth. Already he has lost his temper. Bringing, washing, cleaning, it should be dry, cleaned. Then it told, keep it near my pillow. No, not on the left side, should be on the right side. This man was thinking, so irritating. What is that left side, right side, pillow anyway, any hand you can take it, na? Then he kept it on the right side, not below corner of the pillow, or top corner of the pillow, so that as I put like this, the penknife must come. This man got so wild, anyway he could not do because Sri Ramakrishna is his guru. He put it, but in the mind he was thinking, that is small, small thing. It's like our mother-in-law, is it not? For every small thing going on, nagging. And after he put the penknife on the right hand top corner of the pillow, Sri Ramakrishna became very serene and he told, "You see, tomorrow early morning when I will get up, I will be thinking about Mother Kali. And after that, I will put my hand like this in the darkness, I will get the penknife. Then I go out, cut the neem branch of a neem tree and then start brushing with the neem twig. For this simple, insignificant penknife, if I don't get it, what will happen? I will lose my precious Mother Kali. It is a useless penknife. Why this useless thing should become an obstacle to my thinking about Kali? So take care of the small things." How beautiful, is it not? Then he understood, oh my God, where is the Purohita Buddhi? This is the Supreme Paramahamsa. Now we have to connect it with Vivekananda's message. I am not interested in seeing how a great man does a big work. I am interested in seeing how a great man does the smallest work. For in that insignificant smallest work, his character will be reflected. Any coward or fool can do a big work when people are watching. But he is really great who does every work as if it is of equal importance, even when nobody in the world is watching. This is Ramakrishna Sannidhya. So all our actions, that is the three parts, components of our behavior, thought, word and deed, must be tuned. That's how it brings the presence of Ramakrishna in our life. Ramakrishna Sannidhya. I met another Swami. He came to Khetri when I was a brahmachari. Then when I was keeping the plate and the tumbler, "Hey, why are you keeping the tumbler here? Keep it this side, na." I thought, "Are, why is scolding?" He was very seriously telling. Then I told, "After all, what is, I am keeping a drinking water tumbler here." "No, no, 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 this is not the way to work. Keep everything perfectly arranged. The plate should be 2 inches from the edge of the table. Why you put it so near the edge?" Then afterwards he started taking food. I told, "Maharaj, you seem to be little ST." I told, "What is ST? Short-tempered. Not like this. You have to see the great Swamis in Belur, but everything they are attentive." Then he told, "Once I folded Madhavanandaji's handkerchief. Madhavanji called me, told, come here. All the four ends are at different tips. You cannot fold this handkerchief properly. Fellow, why don't you not keep all the corners exactly like this? All the corners should be like this." Then next day he became panicky. He told me really, afterwards I brought a 6-inch scale from the market. And taking measurement, I used to fold the handkerchief and keep it exactly as it is. But see the attentiveness of the mind. We are talking about a part of the mind attending to Sri Ramakrishna. Ekagrata is avastha of the mind. The whole mind will be perfect in everything. I still remember, I went to Delhi from Khetri. My guru, revered Vireshwaranji Maharaj, Prabhu Maharaj had come. And there was a tall Shyamal Maharaj who was his sevak. So seeing me come, "Hey, come here. Cut fruits for Vireshwaranji Maharaj. Is your guru Nadu Guru Seva?" I thought, I am very lucky, I am blessed. So pomegranate I removed. After that, it will cut the oranges. So I cut the oranges. And each piece I separated. After separating in the each piece, not a single fiber or thread was there. It will remove all those things I removed. Then the plastic-like covering is there for the orange. It will, that also I remove without disturbing the inside fruit. That also I removed. And along with that, I removed all the seeds. And at 10:45, he called me. It will, "Maharaj, what is the matter?" Prabhu Maharaj asked, "Who cut oranges today?" I thought, really, I will be blessed and Maharaj is very happy. So something I will be hearing, wonderful thing. In the oranges, sometimes like a very small, you have seen the seeds of chili, red chilies. Like that one small seed had been hiding and I could not see. Other big seeds, small seeds I removed. But that small, very thin paper-like seed was there. And Shyamal Maharaj told me, "Vireshwaranji asked, tell that brahmachari, and what a beautiful thing. Suppose if Sri Ramakrishna was taking this fruit, his chinmayam komalangam, the puri also cut his finger. So if the small seed, very thin seed, I was also surprised. Normally, we don't bother about those seeds. Nobody removes the fibers and nobody removes the cover. Simply, we swallow. Is it not? How we cut apples? If you don't come to Ramakrishna Math, I have seen many places, like a wild animal, they cut the apple with the seeds, with the stem. Yeah, very dirty it looks. But when you see Ramakrishna Math, all the apple pieces will be equal, 8 pieces. And in the center, there will be a V cut where the seed will be removed. And everything is so perfect. So after some time, perfection becomes our nature by doing it. Then he told Sri Ramakrishna, if he had taken this, if the small seed had stuck to his throat, how much pain he would have got it. Then I was thinking, my God. Because at that time I have not read so many books. Then it struck me that even because Vireshwaranji used to get so many dishes from so many devotees, every dish he will take just one and put it on the tongue. In all these things, how he remembered this one orange and that small seed. And not only remembered, he conveyed the message that it should be done properly. So the alertness, awareness is so much. Then I was thinking, even now as I look at those people, really the greatness of those people, everything will be perfect. Every small thing they will be putting the attention. There is no small thing and big thing. Every work is an expression of godliness. Karma brahmodbhavam vidhi. Karma emanates from Brahman. It is called the manifestation of Shakti, Asaivin Nayagi. Asaiva means in Tamil movement. Karma is movement. Every movement tells to you that it is an indication of Shakti behind, because of which it is moving. So every action is nothing but manifestation of Shakti. In Chetananji's famous book, Sri Ramakrishna as we saw him, I read this passage. One day, Thakur is talking to Master Mahashay. He's telling, nowadays people are not bothered about small things at all. Big things they want to do. And it is so palpably visible. We can see in many of the places. In India, it's more. In other countries, I found that it was less. When it comes to finishing a building, all the parts they will be doing very beautifully. But when it comes to the steps, na, in a half-assed way, they will finish the step and go away. The mason and the contractors. On 11th and 10th, we went to one big college, Ramaya College in Ashwantpur. The whole building looks like a temple with granite stones, with all the beautiful intricate carvings. But at a particular place, I saw the cement which has been plastered is so rubbish way they have done and so rugged. I told you, it's like so many stones are there on the ground. That means inability to attend. Last end, they will come near the step, somehow put the plaster and run away. I told, why? That means insincerity, no dedication, no bhakti, till the last. And as we clean the Naivedya table of Sri Ramakrishna, you have to watch our Swami is doing. Sometimes people will wash like this and go. Even the dining table, is it not in our house? Where we sit and eat, that much they will wash. But a real Ramakrishna Math Swami cleans the whole table and ultimately he will do like this. Taking the hand to the corner, everything he will wipe. So the whole table is cleaned. Once in Belur Math, our Brahmachari had a duty to clean the main shrine, Garbha Mandira. The famous Sulabhanandaji, he was the pujari, the tall Swami. Very beautiful arati he will do. After he broomed, Swamiji came, Pujari Maharaj, Belur Math. He just rubbed the hand on the floor and took like this. Lay Brahmachari, what you have broomed? This is so much dust is coming. Then Brahmachari gone mad. He told, even in my house, I have never seen mother rubbing the floor with the finger to find out whether it has been broomed or not. He says, Thakur himself is sitting in front of you. Fellow, if you are careless in front of him, what he will be doing at other places? So he just rubbed the hand on the floor. If you cannot attend this ordinary gross physical work, how are you going to attend the meditation which is highly subtle? Brahmachari came and told, never in my life I will forget this. And I have seen people mopping, people brooming. In between two strokes of the mops or the brooms, there is a gap. I told, why you are not looking? They are looking somewhere and brooming. So the inattentiveness or carelessness, it is called mrityu, pramadavai mrityu. We are so careless. So many things are happening. Nobody is bothered. Whole India is suffering because of this. That is why recently, when the Made in India came, somebody told, first, before Made in India, make Indians right, then only the Made in India will work. And a few years before, I saw a meeting in which the Chinese were sitting in the American meeting, and Americans were giving advice to them, and the mic was not working properly. And the Chinese premier had the guts to say, before advising us, my dear sir, first correct your sound system. You can't even take care of your sound system, and you dare to advise China on bilateral matters. First to set your sound system. It's a real incident. It came in the newspaper. The Chinese premier told, in such a big meeting, your mic and the microphones are not working properly. What are we going to do with the import and export policy? First correct this. And Americans had to shut their mouth because it requires great courage to advise Americans, and to scold Americans you require more courage. And China, he had the courage. Dragon had the courage, and he told on the stage, first keep your sound system proper, then advise us. And once I had gone to this college of Yeddyurappa, beautiful college, and his daughter was there along with us on the stage, and the sound system was very poor. She got up and scolded, "Hey, what is this way?" And she went on correcting the mic. "Why table is like this? Why chairs are put like this? Swami will sit separately. Why you have joined all the chairs?" Then I told, this is what Vivekananda wanted, that he is a great man who does every work with equal attention. So the character is built through small, small actions. As Swamiji says, if you stand near the seashore and hear the waves dashing against the shingles, you feel it's a great noise. But every mighty wave is a combination of millions and millions of small waves. So too is your character. Millions and millions of small actions go to make your character, which shapes our destiny. And when such characters burst upon the society, society looks with awe and wonder, how comes this gigantic willpower like Buddha or Jesus? Swamiji says, it never came overnight. It was working all along, and when it becomes big, it bursts on the society, standing above the head and shoulders of ordinary men, and people think, how come? Swamiji says, this is all karma. So in the Ramakrishna Dhyana, in the karma is one of the important key. Through our actions, physical, mental and others, slowly bring the Ramakrishna Sannidhya. So the blood group will change. So changing the blood group into RK, Ramakrishna Bhava, Sannidhya, slowly makes the whole being inside and outside fit for meditating on Sri Ramakrishna. Now we will take up, once the mind and everything is ready, through connecting with Sri Ramakrishna, bringing Sri Ramakrishna in life and experiencing his sannidhya in our behavior, in our thoughts, words and deeds, and in the housekeeping, how we eat. We waste a lot of food, is it not? Even our devotees waste a lot of food. We come back to that point in the book Sri Ramakrishna as we saw him, Thakur talking to Master Mahashaya, he says, nowadays, people are more interested in doing big things. Nobody is bothered about small things. But unless you take care of the small things, big things cannot be taken care of. And then he goes on narrating 6 to 7 points Sri Ramakrishna told him that day. And he says, Sri Ramakrishna never likes food being wasted on the plates. So Ramakrishna Sannidhya, how it comes is, when you are eating, the idea, the remembrance must come, I am wasting food. Why did I take more? Instead of wasting, swallow all those food. Next meal, reduce the quantity. Is it not? But simply we will be wasting food. But Sri Ramakrishna did not like food being wasted. Sri Ramakrishna never liked work being done in a disorderly way. And in a great commotion, sometimes we do work, is it not? Without prior planning in the beginning, last moment we will be jumping and doing so many things. So much so, it becomes a funny situation. I went to one meeting in Coimbatore. Normally, I tell them, keep the chart of the program on the table, welcome, prayer and all those things, who is the Swami who will speak. But everything done at the last moment with great commotion and hurry. And then suddenly announced, Swami Veerabhadra Kali has come here for talking. And they are all wondering, where is Veerabhadra Kali? I told, I am not Veerabhadra Kali, I am Veerabhadra Ananda. The whole name, instead of writing Veerabhadra Ananda, he wrote, normally Bhadra Kali, everybody knows. So put Veerabhadra Kali. The Veera has gone, Swami has gone. Then I told, fellow, you have murdered the name. Why you have done like this? Like Swamiji, Padattam. What you call Kannada, Padattam? The hurry and commotion, haste. Not Havasara. Padatta means you get little panicky at the last moment. You do things in haste. Hurry-bury. Sri Ramakrishna doesn't like doing things. Why can't you do it early? What is your problem? One Swami was like this. He's still living. He's 103 years old. He's Akhandanji Maharaj Shishya. Last moment only he will start for going to station. Well, Maharaj, please come early. In between there is a traffic jam. Are sab kuch ho jayega. Aye, Thakurji dekh lenge. This was told to me by the Swami who stayed with me when I joined Khetri Ashrama. He told me, Maharaj ko na jitna bhi bolo, samajh mein nahi aata inko. Are aadha ghanta hai na. So that day, he delayed. And by that time he entered the station, it was a normal time, but suddenly traffic jam, procession starts, something happens. So he got delayed, and sometimes the two platforms are together, fifth and the sixth platform will be together, and there will be one overbridge. So as soon as he was coming, as soon as he came down and landed on the platform, there was an announcement, the train is going to start. And there in the indicator, he saw the fifth platform, but now the fifth and sixth are together, without even watching whether this is fifth or that is sixth. As the train started, immediately got into, hey, chalo, 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 like that, he got into the train. Before he could make pranam, he told, are pranam baad mein dekh lenge, roj hota hai pranam. He went and sat inside. So that scene was over. This is about 1 or 1:30. And the Swami told, 4 o'clock or 4:15, I went to the dining table to take tea. Suddenly I was shocked. This Swami sitting there and sipping hot cup of tea. Then I asked Maharaj, Bekuf, Murak. Then Maharaj, what Murak, Bekuf? Are I was to go to Bombay. You put me in the Punjab Amritsar, that Delhi Amritsar train. Maharaj, I never put. It was on platform number 5. Both the platforms were together in a hurry. He mistook this as the platform number 5. And as the train started, moment it started, he mistook that it is his train and went inside and sat. Very nice. The same seat number, same coach number, everything is correct. And the TT came and told, Swamiji, ticket. He gave the ticket. Swamiji, you are to go to the other side of the train. This is Delhi to Bombay going this way. This is other side, Delhi to Amritsar. You entered the wrong train. Ulare Bapre. Then he told, that is how I am back again. The whole journey has been spoiled. After that, the Swami who went to see him off, he told me, after that incident, I never come out of the station till half an hour or 1 hour is over. I wait in the station to see whether he is returning back or not. I told, that's a big nuisance. You will have kya karo. So we do things in a haste. Should not be done in a commotional way, because we get panicky. Sometimes people even miss the mantras. I heard about one incident when the things have for the arrangement, the last mantras were to be told in the marriage and that Mangala Sutra has to be built, and Purohit came very late. Something happened and he got later. What is this Purohit? Allah, still Muhurta time is, don't worry. And very fast, fatafat, fatafat, he was doing so many things. And the boy who was to be married to the girl, he is a M.A. Sanskrit. It all, Purohitji, wait, very quickly I have to finish. Muhurta, few seconds are there. Before you put the Mangala Sutra, leave the Mangala Sutra, you are chanting mantras in a wrong way. Your pronunciation has gone wrong, because in Sanskrit, even if one akshara goes, it becomes another word. Then the Purohit gave a beating on his back. I told, don't worry, with these mantras only I got your father also married. That is how an intelligent son like you was born. So things happen in life in such a funny way. So Sri Ramakrishna says, do things in a planned, systematic way. Don't do things in a hurry unless it is extremely unavoidable. Many people, I find, very fast they come, as if they are greatly inspired by Sri Ramakrishna. Running, they come here, immediately take the asana, and very fast they will make one sashtanga pranam. Immediately they fall on the ground, take the asana and sit there, as if they are going to jump into the dhyana mandala, as if the rocket is going into the moon's orbit, and then they will land there. It is not so easy. So much of chaos and commotion. So the whole body, mind complex must be brought under control, very calm and quiet in a soothing way. I have seen many of the elderly Swamis, even now you can see Swamis, how quietly they come walking, and after the meditation is over, they will be going in that absorbed mood without disturbing it. And before entering itself, they develop the mood to come inside, is it not? Many pujaris I have seen, before they enter the shrine, automatically they are in that mood, and very quietly they will come, look at Thakur. And the body movements are so rhythmic and very smooth and soft. So the Ramakrishna Bhava Sannidhya, it enters, slowly we get ready for Sri Ramakrishna Dhyana. And there are different types of Ramakrishna Dhyana are there, which we can use it and adopt it for our convenience. One is the static Dhyana, where we have taken the Guru Mantra as our Ishta Mantra, and through that the process given by our Guru in the Upasana Paddhati book. During initiation, Guru has given a book, Upasana. Most of you have forgotten it. Some of them even forgotten their guru and their name also. One lady came to Belurum and told, Maharaj, that I want that book, Upasana. Who was your guru? Oh, that short, small, little dark Swami. Who is that short? Vireshwaranji Maharaj. He couldn't even remember his name. Where is the book? Book I lost some 20 years before. Suddenly I remember that I lost it. I want that book. So careless. So that meditative process and all those details are given there. And there also you will find it is going very slowly. Not suddenly jump and see Sri Ramakrishna on the lotus of the heart. Not at all. Many of you may be thinking where the book has gone, is it not? We have lost the book, is it not? At least the memory should be there. Slowly start the process. That is a static meditation which we do. After that, there is a dynamic meditation where we carry the remembrance of Sri Ramakrishna through different actions and thoughts which we discussed, getting connected to Sri Ramakrishna, bringing him into our life. If a sad event takes place, you have to bring Sri Ramakrishna and tell Thakur why it has taken place. Why did you allow this to happen? Have a conversation, a dialogue with Thakur. Why? What did you do at that time? So the tendency to talk, chit-chat with God has to be developed. Whether whatever is answering may be our imagination, but at least bring the tendency to talk to Thakur. So this becomes a part of the dynamic meditation. So in the dynamic meditation, we have got the Leela Dhyana. In the static meditation, we have got the Rupa Dhyana. You sit, chant the mantra and see Thakur, the glowing image seated on the lotus of the heart. Patanjali says, tad japas tad artha bhavanam. Chant the japa mantra, artha bhavana. Artha for the mantra is meaning, for the mantra is Thakur. And who is Thakur? Sri Ramakrishna. The meanings will become more and more deeper as we go on prolonging the Ishta Mantra. What is the meaning of this mantra? This man looking like our own grandfather, he is the meaning of this mantra. But is that Sri Ramakrishna? Who is Sri Ramakrishna and who was Sri Ramakrishna? It's a brilliant article written by Swami Bhajananji Maharaj. Sri Ramakrishna was in this body. He was a Kali temple pujari. He was husband of Sharada Devi. So all our thoughts will be associating. We think like that. He is Sri Ramakrishna at the lower level. Somebody came and asked in Bangalore, when is Mrs. Sri Ramakrishna coming? Is she going to give a talk? When mother came to Bangalore Ashrama, they asked, Mr. Sri Ramakrishna will give a talk? Have you not read it in the books? It is there. Will Mrs. Ramakrishna give a talk today? She has come. So we all think like that. Mr. Sri Ramakrishna, husband of Sharada Devi. the Kali temple pujari and all those things. That is who was Sri Ramakrishna. But the same Archaka, that was the past tense, Archaka became Archavatara ultimately, the Avatara. One who started as Archaka became the Archavatara. Archavatara in Vaishnava Sampradaya means very God himself whom we are doing Archana, the one who is adorable. So that is Sri Ramakrishna. He is, he was. So the mantra slowly takes us from what he was to what he is. So Sri Ramakrishna is avatara. What sort of an avatara is? Rama and Krishna combined, all the Devi Devatas combined, and ultimately it will take us to his gunas. This is the qualities of Sri Ramakrishna, the infinite compassion, the love, Viveka, Vairagya, and all the Kalyana Guna Rama, all the Mangala Gunas, that becomes the meaning of Sri Ramakrishna. We are what our qualities are, is it not really? Hands and feet and this physical form is only the external package. Inside the package, the content is our gunas. What is the quality of Sri Ramakrishna? One quality is, how did he look upon women? Is it not fantastic? How did he deal with his wife? He fell at the feet of his wife, one man remarked, hand-picked fellow, hand-picked husband. I told, he never fell at the feet of his wife, he fell at the feet of his mother. Because before he fell at the feet of Sharada Devi, already he did lots of puja, archana, mantra and made Tripura Sundari awaken in her. And to that Tripura Sundari who occupied mother's body, and mother was seated on the throne of Jagan Mata, to that Jagan Mata he made pranam. So Ramakrishna's quality is treating all the women, including his wife, in a devotional, motherly way. So these qualities, as we meditate, they come out as a meaning of the Ramakrishna. And after these qualities, we go back to the Tattva. Brahma Rupa Madhi Madhya Shesa Sarva Bhasakam Yoveti Sakalam Nachayasya Veta Paratma Rupo Bhuvi Ramakrishna Buddhesya Sakshi. He is the Sakshi of the Buddhi itself. He sees everybody, but nobody can see him. So this is a beautiful Upanishadic statement. Chakshushya Chakshu, Shrotrasya Shrotram. He sees even the seer. So Sri Ramakrishna is the Tattva, the Supreme Brahman, come in this form for our benefit. Otherwise it will be difficult for us ordinary people to grasp that Supreme Brahman. So the same Sachidananda, taken this body, come to us, played this Leela with all the divine qualities which we find in his life, which we are supposed to imitate and carry out in our life. So the Supreme Brahman at one end and the Kali temple pujari carrying the name Ramakrishna. In Kerala there is a famous saint called Chettambi Swamigal who was the guru of Narayana Guru. When he saw the photo of Sri Ramakrishna, he told, if Parabrahman takes human form, it must be like this only. He didn't know about Sri Ramakrishna, but somebody showed him the photo of Sri Ramakrishna. Seeing this, Chettambi Swamigal told, if the Nirguna Nirakara Brahman takes form, it will be like this. So the Ishta Mantra with the whole meaning, it comes to our mind. So that is how Sri Ramakrishna has to be meditated upon. This can be done while in the static meditation or when you are not sitting on the japa. I find it's easy to carry out the Leela Dhyana when you are in train, when you are in car, in the long journeys, when you are in flight. What can you do? Come on, start a conversation with Sri Ramakrishna. Easy way to start the conversation is go to gospel. Different scenes are depicted there. Along with that group, you also go inside. What is there? The scene will open out. Kedar says, Thakur, it's long time you have come to my house. My house is stinking with worldly smell. Why don't you come and bless my house? Sri Ramakrishna goes into ecstasy and blesses Kedar and he says, yes, I will come to you. So these scenes we can have for our Leela Dhyana. And then we can introduce ourselves. Thakur, I am your own disciple. I have taken initiation. What do you feel about this? Develop the tendency to have a dialogue with Thakur. my this work is having so much problem. What is your advice on this work? I am not able to find out anybody. Many of our Swamis talk to Sri Ramakrishna. We have started this building fund. We have want lots of donation. Why don't you ask some of your devotees to come? We had a Swami in Guwahati. I am forgetting his name. He used to tell, I don't go to any devotees. I simply tell to Ramlal Dada's Kudi. Ramlal Dada's Kudi means Ramlal's uncle, aunt. Sri Ramakrishna never used to refer to his wife directly. He will say Ramlal's aunt. It will, I will go and complain to Ramlal's aunt. The temple program has come. You send the funds. Until funds are coming because Ramlal's aunt, she is Lakshmi herself. So different tactics devotees adopt to get communicated to Sri Ramakrishna. So that is how the mind lingers in the dhyana bhava. So leela dhyana. Tattva dhyana is very, very far ahead of us. So we are not going into that tattva dhyana. But Sri Ramakrishna is his parabrahma tattva. We have to be very, very clear. It is Swamiji himself has told. What you want to tell? Sri Ramakrishna is the supreme Brahman. In all our songs and bhajans, everywhere we can see that. He is that. And Swamiji says, it is there from where the avatars originate. The source of all avatars to originate. The very fountain head. So Sri Ramakrishna's that quality, we can't even think of. He himself says, Shukadeva is like a big ant. He carried only one grain of sugar. He thought he will carry the whole Brahman mountain. And Shiva took only one or three handfuls of that Sachidananda Sagara, Amrita Sagara, and he fell down unconscious. So for us, we are not going to that stage. Simple Ramakrishna Dhyana, Rupa Dhyana, Leela Dhyana, Guna Dhyana, Tattva Dhyana, keep it in mind that the one whom I am meditating, Swamiji gives this as an important item in the Bhakti Yoga, that in India, though we worship all the different gods, all the different forms, there is one singular unifying element that all of them will think that this is the supreme reality, the Parabrahman. It may be Ganesha, Kartikeya, or Mariamma, or somebody, but everybody will say it is that supreme one appearing in this form. Otherwise, it will not take us to mukti. This one rule, Swamiji says, when you meditate on the Ishta Devata, think that he is the supreme Devata. Otherwise, any ordinary devatas, if you are meditating, are thinking that Thakur is such an ordinary devata, he will say, you attain to that loka. Krishna tells that. Whichever devatas you meditate, you attain to that devata. So we are not meditating Thakur on as a devata. He is a supreme Brahman. And as we start the meditation, sitting regularly with our Ishta Mantra and Japa Dhyana, how to meditate on Thakur? Tomorrow we'll be taking the real guided meditation. The CD is available in the bookstall. 20-25 CDs are available. Ramakrishna Dhyana Mananam, that is the name of the CD. So as we sit, slowly prepare ourselves as it is given in the Upasana Paddhati. Then make ourselves ready for that with prayer. Then slowly visualize Thakur. We have to invite Thakur first, come and adore the lotus of our heart. Even in our puja, ihagaccha, ihagaccha, ihatishta, ihasannidehi, atradishtanam kuru, mama pujam grihana. Thakur, I am going to meditate. If you are not there, that's the most dangerous thing, is it not? You went to meet the collector, collector is not there. So before we tell appointment, the prayer is appointment, inviting Thakur, please come and adorn the lotus of my heart. So the invitation is there daily. Then slowly start the meditation. And as we start meditating, utter this prayer. That's Thakur, give Viveka, Vairagya, Kama, Kanchana, Tyaga, all those things. So that the heart inside which you are going to live, it gets air conditioned. Otherwise, hundreds of things which are inside the heart, unless he himself offers these qualities, he may find it difficult to sit. Of course, he is a great man, he's a great compassionate avatara. During his lifetime, we find he was invited to one of the houses, a and nobody bothered to give him food. He was the man, the hero, doing all the satsanga. But when food time came, everybody forgot him. All rushed for the food. And Brahmanji and Thakur, they were alone. And Brahmanji was fuming, fellows, what is this way? And ultimately, somehow, somebody told, hey, Paramahamsa is there. And then they made a place for him. And where, you know, it was near the place where chapels were kept. How beautiful, you see, the behavior of Sri Ramakrishna, we can't imitate because we are all egoistic. It's difficult to imitate that humility. He sat there because he came to bless the house owner. If he goes without food, that man will be having inauspicious things. And a very practical sense also, it was already 10, 10:15. So he was taking food and something came and both of them took food, Brahmanji and Sri Ramakrishna, and they came out. And Brahmanji complained, what is this? Is this the way? Sri Ramakrishna told, fellow, night 10:30, if you go to Dakshineshwar, who would have kept food for you? Everybody would have gone to sleep. This is better, we finished our food here itself. Very sensible. So, Sri Ramakrishna's compassionate nature, that even if our heart is not clean, somehow if we really pray, he comes. After his coming, slowly the cleansing effect starts. The easiest way is to pray to him and then start the dualistic method of manasa puja. Wash his feet. It's all very easy. Otherwise, we will be thinking, chanting the mantra, going on, looking at him, how to look at it. Communication should start. Thakur, please come and sit. Whatever may be the language, we can use a very emotional language. And as we start, automatically, we will find we become emotional. Tears will come, kanta, varuddha, gadgada, swara, all those things will come. And Sri Ramakrishna will come and sit, gently wash his feet, apply the chandana, put the garland, and then give the offerings, then Deeparati, then again Sashtanga Pranam, tell the mantra, then offer your prayers, kindly release me from the Bhavabandha Moha, Bhuvana Mohini Maya, and all those things, and with the prayer we end, always reside on the lotus of my heart, ever guiding my buddhi, my intelligence, my heart, my mind, and always offer your protection to me, so that I may follow the path chalked out by you. So this meditation can be carried on morning and evening, and other times the Leela Dhyana and other Dhyanas, whichever we want, in whatever we want, we can put the masala, we can direct any amount of movies with Sri Ramakrishna. But this one lingering thought should go behind the background of the mind, like the Tampura Shruti. That's what they say. To get the meditative taste, like the Sapasa tune of the Tampura. Tampura will be going on producing Sapasa, and then Ragas and the Saptaswaras will be flowing when the singer is singing. But the moment the singer stops the song and the Saptaswaras will stop, but Sapasa will be going on. So as we practice this meditative recollectedness, after our work stops, after our conversation with somebody stops, after a certain thought current we are having while reading a book or writing something, it stops. Again, the work stops and the sapasa comes back and we pick up the memory of Sri Ramakrishna. So that is how we prepare the mind for the Ramakrishna Dhyana by creating a very, very wonderful inner climate. And two important things which we have to do to prepare that inner climate is to follow the teachings of Sri Ramakrishna. One is the Tyaga aspect. It's a Viraga, Kama Kanchana Viraga. And we should not get panicky or frightened by the word Kama. Every time we tell the word Kama, people are frightened. It is not so dangerous or as frightening because Sri Ramakrishna has made it so simple and ordinary and normal. He says, if you want this, you leave that. That's all. No compulsion. But we have to understand that is an unending tyranny by the sense organs. It has got no end, no limit, and no fulfillment. So we drop it. We may find it difficult to drop it. Again, we take the help of Sri Ramakrishna, the Kamajita. And he says, yes, if you really want it, because Swami Vivekananda, to him, once Sri Ramakrishna says, to really enter into the threshold of Brahman, And Swamiji starts shedding tears because Sri Ramakrishna said he was a Saptarishi Mandala Rishi, Sakshat Sukadeva. To him, Sri Ramakrishna utters, when he won't enter the threshold of Brahman, not only Kamaheena, Kama Gandhaheena should be there. Not even a smell of Kama should be there, and Vivekananda starts weeping. That means what powerful words it were. And when he was mixing with Girishchandra Ghosh, Thakur says, don't mix too much. And Swamiji says, no, he is a great devotee, he has got too much faith on you. Then he says, however, you may wash the vessel in which garlic is cooked. Kama Gandha. Like that, garlic Gandha will be sticking to that vessel. And we can verify it. In olden days, we used to have lead vessels. And many times I have found when I smelled it, sambar and rasam smell will come. Though it is clearly washed and kept clean, the smell will come. So inside the mind, Sri Ramakrishna gives a very strict one, Kama Gandhaheena. How to remove that Gandha? He says, put it in the fire. Slowly the garlic smell will die out. So that is how this should be removed, and Kama Gandha should be converted through Anuraga. One side is a viraga, the negative aspect. Give that, and Sri Ramakrishna says, Sri Ramakrishna is mentioning that, turn that mode firyad out, turn the direction, the very Kama, make it prema by offering it to God. That's what he told to Turiyanandaji. Increase your lust infinite times, and Turiyanandaji was simply stunned. Turn it to God words. The same emotion, instead of creating commotion, will create a forward motion. When the same Kama is turned, and Sri Ramakrishna is essence of prema. That is how the inner climate is created. Viraga, virakti for Kama, and anuraga for prema, and Sri Ramakrishna wants only this much. Though we may be offering hundreds of sweets and fruits and everything, we require, Sri Ramakrishna requires only one thing. Do you know which is one of the most delicious offerings Sri Ramakrishna prefers? Two drops of tear from your eyes. Not coming from the center part, but from the corner of the eyes. He says, bhakti ashru comes from the outside corner of the eyes. Sri Ramakrishna wants that only. No patram, no pushpam, no phalam, just water. The bhakti ashru, prema ashru. Once we give the prema ashru, Sri Ramakrishna says, oh, satisfied, sufficient. Nothing incomparable offering can you weep for God. So that bhakti is what we are going to get. And bhakti is the very essence of personality of Sri Ramakrishna. Sri Ramakrishna is bhakta samrat, and that is the boon he asked from mother. Told, mother, keep me amongst the devotees. Let me sing and dance and get enraptured in the divine bliss of God. Don't make me a dry jnani. With one small poem from a Bengali devotee, we will conclude. Devotees have got a lot of emotions. So one Bengali devotee wrote, Khabardar Sri Ramakrishna, warning I am giving to you, Ramakrishna, my Ishta Devata. Fool as you are, I came to you one by one, I lost everything. I never imagined that I will become such a beggar, pauper. I came to you, you took my desire for name and fame, everything went away. You took my desire for Kama Kanchana, that also went away. One by one, my desire for relatives, my children, everything went away. Power, post, all things have gone away. I am warning you, beware, Ramakrishna. One thing only I possess now. That if you touch, I will become a wild man. I do not know how furious and angry I will become on you. I am warning you before you do that step, beware. The only thing I have got with you, O Lord, is my bhakti for you. At least don't touch that and spare that. If you steal even my bhakti for you, dangerous man I will become. Warning I am giving you. Hey, Prema Rupa Sri Ramakrishna, be seated on the lotus of my heart. You have stolen already so many things out of my love. This one precious thing, Ramakrishna, Raga Bhakti Bhavakam, never touch it. Jai Sri Ramakrishna. May Thakur be ever seated on the lotus of our heart. and constantly bless us. Hari Om.